Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know if I'm the only guy sending an email like that to the management over there at Cocoonville, because I feel strongly about it. And I've felt strongly about it for 2 weeks. Come on.
If you make someone take a beat and actually think about what they're deciding, Mike, that's all it takes sometimes. Like, somebody may be like, hey, Mike's a blowhard and he's always causing trouble, but he's probably right about this.
Yeah. I think that,
not that I said the way it would go. I'm just saying.
That's the email that Oscar sent me.
There's a special type of mask that can be cleaned that they're preparing for 3 weeks down the road to get as many of these masks as possible for the hospital workers, just in case it gets really bad in Boston.
Wow.
It's scary.
That's how serious it is.
Mm-hmm. It's scary. And
tell Kathy to forget about it.
Yeah, I know. That's her thing. I maybe she's changed her mind, but
I hope so.
She's had a good life. Anyway, I guess we have to take a commercial break right now.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Thursday, everybody. To start the show today, there's an individual that's under my roof that wanted to come in here and have a little show and tell. Michael, would you come into the studio and sign in, please? And glad to have you with us here today on the Thursday version of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm waiting for my son to make his way in here. There he is. Grab that microphone, buddy. There you go. Want to put your headphones on first?
He exhibited an Oscar-like behavior when we were in the pre-show, because he said, "You said we'll be on in a couple minutes." He said, "I'm going to leave. Call me when it starts."
All right. So what's the matter with your foot? Into the microphone so people can hear you.
I hurt my leg.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Was it a gator?
What did you do to your leg? What did you do to your leg?
You remember when I fell on my bike?
Look up so we can see you.
When I hurt my leg, I was getting off the chair and I kind of...
Into the microphone, buddy.
I kind of, Dad, remember the scratch on my bike, the huge one?
You mean where you fell off your bike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I...
Can you look at the camera so people can see your pretty
face? I scratched it, even more, when I was getting off the chair.
Into the microphone, please.
Okay, fine.
That's what we've been dealing with.
Yeah, his mother's.
He is me.
And a little bit of his mother's son.
Can you maybe take your foot off that so I can turn you around? There you go. Okay, let me pull you up here.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you about that.
All right, you want to pivot to a different subject?
Arrives with an agenda.
This is where you want to stand, okay? So I'll hold the microphone for you, okay? And then you can bring your model in.
Oh, another show and tell.
Look at that. Ooh, oh, yeah.
That is so cool.
You want to tell us about this, what you're showing everybody?
The RMS Titanic.
Wow. The RMS Titanic.
Whoa. I didn't even know there was an Artemis before Titanic.
No, it's not Artemis. It's RMS, you moron.
Damn it.
All right.
My old DJ name.
The Artemis Titanic.
RMS.
I know, Michael. Don't yell at Uncle Oscar
only
that.
Only Papa yells at Uncle Oscar like that. Okay. It's okay.
Show him again up near the camera.
Let me see the RMS Titanic.
That is fantastic.
Beautiful. With beautiful craftsmanship.
Why is there that Titanic music on?
Rob's playing it for you.
Do you like that?
You ever seen the movie?
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Yeah. Have you seen
spoiler
the movie?
Alert.
You
spoiler
me,
alert.
Spoiler alert. You didn't let me watch the whole thing.
I didn't let him watch the whole thing.
Did you watch the
drawing? About the drowning.
The drawing.
I thought maybe the sketching scene. Yeah.
They like the draw in that movie.
All right, put the Titanic down.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Why don't you put your boat down so you can talk to the guys? All right?
That's boat.
Here, let me get you up high here. Okay. There we go. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Why were only rich people allowed on the life rafts? Like rich men or rich women?
Oh, wow.
Smart kid.
He asks
good questions, doesn't he?
This is a lot of the reason why athletes and musicians are getting the tests for COVID.
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because life isn't fair. Work hard.
Now, I have a question.
He's got the gene. He's got the comedy gene. He got that. He gets that. That's what I love about this kid. He gets that joke.
Michael, there are so many people in the world that are struggling because they can't get to their barber, they can't get to their beauty salon, and your hair looks like it was just set by a Hollywood hairdresser. How do you keep looking so good in these times?
Well, into the microphone.
Mom, come up here. She's the one who did it.
Oh, that's off so to the sweet. Side. He likes sharing
Mom,
credit.
Mom, you want to come in? You can be perfect credit. Right over his right shoulder if you lean in. No? Okay, you just want to watch.
Yeah, she's Mom's watching. Just watching. She's watching.
Yeah, well, I think you look great, Michael. Yeah. In these tough times, it looks like you're holding up just fine.
You want to tell everybody what you did today?
Today.
Into the microphone, please.
Today, I got a SWAT team boat, and then Dad got his moat controller so we can play Lego Worlds together and Minecraft.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow,
that's
if you need so some nice Minecraft tips, I can have my son call you because he lives and breathes Minecraft.
And can two people play? Ask your son when you get a chance if a father and son down here in Florida can, because Daddy got his extra controller for his Xbox One, if Daddy can play just without, you know, going online.
Yes, if Daddy
can play with his son. That's
did you get the German version, M-E-I-N-Craft?
No, you know. Are you laughing? Don't laugh at Rob.
That's not funny.
I hate it when
that's
people
not
laugh
funny
at Rob.
That's got a good fake laugh. I
all
love
right,
it.
Would you like to tell our audience what else you did today? Because you did something important. You did it sitting at the kitchen table just about 20 minutes ago. You went to virtual school. Into the microphone. Don't lean back.
School.
Are you doing a funny voice?
School.
Who's this character? Who is this?
This is nobody. It's just a little old lady.
What's the name of this person we're talking to right now?
Granny.
Yeah.
Hi, Granny. How are you, Granny?
I'm good. How are you, Sonny?
I'm doing fine. What's new, Granny?
Today I'm gonna go make some fresh pie.
You're gonna make some fresh pie today?
Uh-huh. That's I'm gonna go in the forest, skipping down the road.
You're gonna go in the forest, skipping down the road. What kind of pie are you gonna make, Granny?
I'm gonna make fly soup pie.
Fly soup pie? That sounds pretty nasty. With bugs in it?
Yeah, it has only worms and nutrients with flies and grasshoppers.
That sounds delicious.
It does.
Thank you, Granny.
This is a stream of consciousness right now.
Lots of protein.
Hey, Granny, can you sit up on Daddy's lap a little bit so people can see you? There you go.
I know I'm pretty tiny.
We'll have to get a... You know what? Do me a favor, Carla. Get one of those bar stools for him. See if that works. Can you get one of those bar stools in here so he can sit... Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. How are Mommy and Daddy getting along?
Sounds good.
So today they were arguing, and then the day after they were arguing.
What game do we argue about the most as a family?
Trouble.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
What a wonderful bar stool she brought.
All right, hi, Carla.
All right, very good. Take the microphone. Oh,
there he is.
Go.
There he is.
Now slide in a little bit more. I'll go out with my shot a little bit, and we'll get you in here, and that'll be wonderful. Okay, there's your time.
There you go. Right, of course.
Actually, that works okay. It's Michael, perfect. If you lean over here, slide over here a little bit. Now everybody can see you. How you doing, pal? All right, so you can lean over a little bit so people can see you.
There you go.
Like now you're on the show. Now you're on the show.
Perfect. Now I have a question for Granny. Granny, how are you getting your exercise these days?
Lean in. I'm literally just pooping and jumping in the toilet.
Pooping and jumping. It didn't take long to go with the poop in the toilet.
You know, your audience. Hey, I have a question for Granny. Granny, do you have any kids?
I only have one grandson who I ate.
You ate your grandson?
Wow.
Lean into the camera, please.
I ate him in my fly soup.
You chopped up your grandson, put him in your fly soup?
Yes.
Kind of a Jeffrey Dahmer theme, isn't it?
He knows what he likes.
Michael, anything else you'd like to say before we send you along?
I like to say that the Titanic only had 20 life rafts.
It only had 20
life rafts. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know.
That's not that wasn't enough for people, was it?
There was only 200 people.
No, there were more than 200 people on board.
There were 200 people on board.
On the life rafts, he probably.
Oh, on the life rafts. Yeah. Is that right?
No, there were actually 200.
Put the microphone up to your face.
There were 200 people on the Titanic.
You mean total?
Yeah.
No, there were a lot more than that.
If you say so, Captain.
No, that's not how we
1200,
do that.
1,200. I think there's 1,200.
Like 1,200. I think there were 1,200.
Yeah. 1,200.
Hey, Michael, so let me ask you this. What can you tell people about the current coronavirus? What do you know about it, being a six-year-old?
Stay at home. Stay 6 feet away from people. Don't touch people's hands, only if they're your family. But not
right into the microphone.
Not like if they're your grandma.
Lean over to me.
But you can, like, touch dad or mom's or our dog, but not other people's dogs or, like, other people. Wash your hands. There's a video that can show you how to wash your hands in the right way.
I saw the little... Was it a hamster in the video?
No.
Oh.
No.
Mm. Must have watched
was it
wrong,
another rodent?
Must have watched the wrong one. Sorry.
What are you watching, Oscar?
Any other questions? Michael, I need you to lean in so we can see on the camera. There you go. Any questions? Any further questions?
I
talk to him all day.
I have my staple, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Michael,
lean into the camera.
If you had to choose, when you're quarantined and you're staying at home, who's more fun, mommy or daddy?
She's watching right now.
Need an answer.
Darn.
Yeah, I know. Just pick one.
Oscar did what's called putting you on the spot. But what I need you to do is lean in. Yeah, talk into the microphone, please.
I think I like dad more.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Come over here.
Yes.
Come on.
This is a video day because look at the face he made when he said that.
Guess what?
What?
Guys.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
Mom's been bossing.
Lean in.
Mom's been bossing me around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've not even been doing anything mean.
I'm a bosser, and I'm going to keep on bossing.
Yeah. Then you got to. Someone has to be the heavy. Not literally, but psychologically. Yeah.
All right, get out of here. Thank you very much, little man. Thank you.
That moment of Oscar making him choose a favorite will come out.
Goodbye, duties.
Okay, he's got his slug line.
See you later, sir.
That moment will come up in therapy someday.
Go. I got everything. Thank you.
This Latin man asked me to choose.
Thank you.
I had to. I was on the radio.
Can you take the bar stool?
They made me do it.
I'll work on his shot next time. He might be a budding superstar.
I think he is. I think he's got the gene.
Keep going with the legacy. Keep the legacy.
Love the character work of Granny. That's strong work right
blue.
There.
Improv.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you.
And worm soup.
Oh, my
loved
God.
Loved it.
Let me salute the worst governor in the State of the Union, ladies and gentlemen. The governor, Ron DeSantis, of the great state of Florida, finally made the decision yesterday that as of midnight tonight, everyone has to stay at home.
Mm.
Even though for many weeks now we've...
When he made the decision, he still added like 20 hours to it? So it wasn't an immediate decision? You still have till midnight?
Oh, my. If it was an immediate decision, that would be aggressive. And apparently he didn't tell certain offices that are to implement this that he was doing it, so they had to kind of scramble at the last minute. And as we go to
no
take
one
here,
saw it coming.
No one saw it coming. I sent a personal email to the Cocoonville general manager today, indicating my desire to stop the radio silence from the Cocoonville Golf Club, and he got back to me and said they were working on interpreting the governor's order overnight. And it looks like they're going to stay open. So that's
what
that's
kind
that.
Of liability are they taking on?
You know what? They're consulting with the attorney.
Jeez.
And I guess people love their golf, Oscar.
Mm.
So
yeah.
That's what it is right now. And now it's more to me sending a message to people that we don't give a crap. That's kind of the way I looked at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could share with you the exchange. I don't think that's violating.
I'd love to hear it.
No.
You see, Oscar,
you read it.
People love their golf. Attorneys love their retainer fees.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone loves a loophole, especially during an international crisis.
The gist of it was, I said, the silence is deafening from the club after the stay-at-home order. I saw folks on the course this morning just wondering if the task force, the board, and you are waiting till midnight to take any action. I wanted to serve on this task force because I knew there were voices needed in favor of more aggressive action. I have observed many social gatherings at private homes during the last 2 weeks, just seeing golf carts and cars and driveways. And the overall sense I have gotten from the membership is that they don't have to worry about this. I'm curious when the decision will be made to close this down. There's already an email going out. You don't need to get back to me personally. Mr. O'Meara, I can assure you that everyone's been working overnight to figure out the interpretation of the order as it pertains to Estero Country Club, Inc. The order was announced yesterday afternoon to all citizens. The club is working on the interpretations of the order from our attorney and through various associations who have lobbying efforts and connections to the governor's office.
That's where we get it.
Yeah.
The board meets midday. That's soon. After a communication will be made in regards to club operations, only well before the order takes effect. Citizens should heed any executive orders pertaining to their own behaviors. Okay. Ooh. I currently do not see the order to have much influence on our operations, as golf is now being considered an essential activity.
What about
after further clarity from the governor's office? And then the manager goes on to say, I write one last, this is our last communication.
Yeah, right.
I was unaware the governor's office is now considering golf as an essential activity. If that is the case, then I suppose the club will continue operations in spite of the recommendations for those 65 and older to stay at home, which came in prior to the directive that was issued yesterday. Good luck with everything, and I truly hope that everyone playing golf remains virus-free. My two cents is to go beyond the governor's office directive, to be proactive, and to cease operations for the health and well-being of the membership. If just one member becomes ill at our club, that would change the dynamic. There appears to be growing evidence that more isolation has resulted in better results during the pandemic. I personally believe that the odds are very good with the protocols that have been adopted that we would not see an infection at ECC. It's where I play golf.
Right.
But you really never know. As careful as some people are, you can't be sure of anyone's personal behavior outside of the golf course. I just wanted to let you know that if the club ceased operations, I would consider that doing the right thing. So that's it. That's my little
There was a sentence further back in the exchange where he said something to the effect of he encourages people to use their personal interpretation of the governor's order. Are they just covering their ass with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That's what I thought. Okay. Just making sure.
So now listen, I meant what I said when I wrote that. I said the odds, very small, very small. But at the same time, you know, you have to err on the side of, yes, I feel good now. This is a dangerous situation we're facing in the United States. We are being compared to Italy in the United States. I pray that we are not close to them, because if we were, the numbers would be astronomical. Yeah. But at the same time, I think erring on the side of caution, it's bearing fruit right now. San Francisco, California, good example of it. Mm-hmm. Their curve is not nearly as steep because I think they took very dramatic action first. I mean, I'm a DJ. I barely got through American University. I don't think you have to be all that smart to interpret what we're supposed to interpret. What am I missing? I talked to Oscar about this the other night. What am I missing with people? What am I not getting? Why am I having an argument with certain family members who will go nameless to not go to work?
Mm.
I'm just stunned. I truly am stunned. You know, it just, I don't understand why. Is it that we as Americans only really believe something if we are smacked square in the face with it? Is that
especially
the way this goes?
Especially if it inconveniences us? Because you're right, Mike. This,
unbelievable.
The message is so simple, and it's been simple for weeks. I mean, it's really not hard to wrap your head around it. However, there is a lot of NIMBY. There is a lot of this could never happen to me. There's a lot of the culture that thinks they're bulletproof, and they don't realize that when they think that, not only is it false, it's very selfish and dangerous to others.
Also, the pain that we're going to suffer for the next month and we have for the past 3 weeks, I mean, it's 2 months of out of our lives. And
that's it.
And God willing, right. You know, there are programs in place now. We're all looking at them for even small business options and personal where we can try to make it through this.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know what? To lighten the mood, you know? Though, since this is a comedy show, we vent a little bit and we're coming. How about this? Yeah. I will compose off the top of my head, a comedic response from the manager guy to me from my last email. Okay,
please. Okay.
Right, let me just do this right now. All right. Dear Mr. O'Mara, with your morbid obesity, I can understand why you would be concerned about the coronavirus more than most people. Perhaps in the months prior, if you had pushed yourself away from the table and enjoyed a salad more often, you would be less worried about your own ass. I have always personally considered you a bit of a blowhard, and I would respectfully ask that you just keep this to yourself. Stay out of my business and let me, as a thin man, do my job the best way I can. Secondly, I think your clothing that you wear on the golf course is offensive. I wish you would match your colors better. You incredible Irish Catholic blowhard douche. How dare he?
Insensitive. That is so insensitive.
That is something I had early on. We were talking about the COVID-19 like situation that was coming. Someone said, you know, you guys are talking about this COVID-19 a lot. You know, obesity kills more people than this virus will. And I said, is that your platform, that obesity is a disease? We all know that. But
and besides, it's an opposite thing, because if I got out, I wouldn't be obese and I'd live. But if I do go out, I get COVID and I die. So I don't know what to do. I'm just going to stay still. That's all I got,
I've got a
Oscar.
P.S. from my letter, though.
There's a P.S. Good.
P.S. When they shut off your ventilator and shove you into the freezer truck, my door will always be open to your smoke show wife. Whoa!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Go away! What?
Are you the Miracle Max who worked for the king all those years?
The king's thinking son fired me, and thank you so much for bringing up such a painful subject. While you're at it, why don't you give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice on it? We're closed! Beat it, or I'll call the Brute Squad.
I'm on the Brute Squad.
You are the Brute Squad.
We need a miracle. It's very important.
Look, I'm retired. Besides, why would you want someone the king's stinking son fired? I might kill whoever you wanted me to miracle.
He's already dead.
He is, huh? I'll take a look. Bring him in. Hello in there! What's so important? What you got here, that's worth living for.
True love. True love, you heard him? You could not ask for a more noble cause than that.
Yeah, Sonny, true love is the greatest thing in the world. Except for a nice MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomatoes are ripe. They're so perky. I love that. But that's not what he said. He distinctly said, to blave. And as we all know, to blave means to bluff. Huh? So you're probably playing cards, and he cheated.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Get back, witch!
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife! But after what you just said, I'm not even sure I want to be that anymore!
You never had it so good. That's a miracle pill.
The chocolate coating makes it go down easier, but you have to wait 15 minutes for full potency, and you shouldn't go in swimming after for at least what?
An hour.
Yeah, an
a
hour.
Good hour. Yeah.
Thank you for everything.
Okay.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle. Bye-bye.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us all over the country. Rochester, Michigan, Janesville, Wisconsin, Culpeper, Virginia, Bear Valley, Anchorage, Alaska. I don't have a bad connection. I'm just doing that for fun.
I love it.
Rob, sit back. Sit back. You're leaning into that camera again. There you go. We're working on Rob Schott. Cheney, Washington, Saigon, Vietnam. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our t-shirt store.
Yes.
Experts agree, even if you don't have access to the hard-to-find N95 face mask to help battle the coronavirus, remember, anything you use to cover your face is helpful. That is to say, something is better than nothing. With that in mind, may we recommend the brand new TMOS logo t-shirt and hoodie.
Yes.
Now available. Pro tip, pull the t-shirt up over your nose. Boom, decent facial protection.
Right.
And for the more cautious, put the hoodie on backwards. When you put the hood up, your entire face is covered. Ah, sure, you can't see, but who cares?
Who cares?
Let me say this in advance. You're welcome. Now is the time to let your TMOS flag fly with beautiful brand new TMOS merchandise ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the t-shirt banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. And even better, every purchase not only screams TMOS, it also helps our podcast in these tough times. Check back, new merch to be added soon. TMOS shirts and hoodies, exactly what we all need in every size for everybody.
Have fun buying
because
the t-shirt.
Because we care. Good luck wearing the hoodie.
That was there Mike. That was HBO Max on that clip. That's what made me think of him yesterday.
Yes, sirree. Where did I put my thing? Anyway, how y'all doing today? How's everybody
in? Everybody doing okay. Yeah, it's actually a really pretty day in D.C. today.
It is beautiful.
First one we've had
it
in a while.
Beautiful.
Crisp and clear, not a cloud.
I have to tell you that yesterday when we got that notice from our governor, I did say, you know, pretty cool, even though personally kind of affected me in a business sense with, sure. You know, getting this last detail of the house done. We're not sure where that stands right now, but that's okay because I think it's the right thing to do. And I really, really hope that everybody hopes. Look, can I dispel the notion right now that, you know, regardless how you feel about your political situation, isn't it safe to say every single buddy in this, every single person in this country is just hoping against hope that this 100 to 240,000 number is that we don't hit that, that we put in the measures where we don't have to deal with that. I pray for that, and I really do hope that that's not the case, and I'm not rooting for anybody. I disagree with the way things have been handled? Yeah. That's why I can, you know, poop on my governor when I want to. You know, the Trump guy.
That's a category.
What he is. And but I mean, that's fine. But I still want him to win with this. I want Florida to not have any massive problems. I'd love it to be a success story where even if he put the you know the stay at home order in late, that it it helps. I everybody feels that way. There's no
if you go back even just 40 years, and this is within my lifetime because I can remember this. It's okay to have differing political views as long as you are working together for the betterment of the country. And it wasn't that long ago that everyone was so black and white and staunchly my way or the highway, and we need to get past it. Because, granted, I'm sure he's got friends in high places, your governor, but we've got to save lives at this point. And that means putting some of the stuff aside. Yeah.
Look, there are people out there, make no mistake, that and left and right, that are making their living you know, creating these divisions and talking about these divisions.
Yep.
I don't care. I'm really, really happy with the way things went this week. Mm-hmm. I really am. I'm happy. I don't care if they're late, so they're late. There's nothing we can do about them being late.
Right.
But if they make the right decision eventually, you have to be happy with that. You have to be satisfied with that.
Save lives.
And by the way, you have to also scream like holy hell if you're not satisfied with that. And I'm probably I don't know if I'm the only guy sending an email like that to the management over there at Cocoonville because I feel strongly about it. And I felt strongly about it for 2 weeks.
If you make someone take a beat and actually think about what they're deciding, Mike, that's all it takes sometimes. Like, somebody might be like, hey, you know, Mike's a blowhard and he's always causing trouble, but he's probably right about this.
Yeah.
I think that, you know,
not that I said the way it would go. I'm just saying.
That's the email that Oscar sent me.
We took a food delivery yesterday afternoon. And we had a really, by the way, like any other business, there are good delivery people, there are bad delivery people. There are people, now they're on the front lines, God love them, they're making sure people get food. There is, you know, you're more than able to go to the grocery store if you choose to do it like that. I don't recommend it. I think if you can get delivery, it's a better way to handle it. It's a safer way to do it. It's overcautious. That's the way I've been. But here's the thing that kills me. And I was talking to Oscar about this last night. So the guy, the delivery guy, is communicating with my wife and says, it is a mob scene after the governor's order.
Mm.
Now, so here we go. These are the same people that really were kind of maybe low-keying things, and then an order comes down. Well, if you read what the rules are, if you want to go to the grocery store, it's essential. Right. If you have to go to a store, I would recommend picking a time where maybe there's less foot traffic.
Right.
That's the way you do it. But once again, it's like down here, there is this false sense of security, and then they hear, oh, we're going to have to stock up. No, you're not going to have to stock up. The supply chains have been magnificent with people getting food to the grocery stores and the big box stores.
America's truckers are getting it to us.
When this whole thing was going down. And getting fed down here in Florida and maybe around the country too, that Cajun Army setting up stops for truckers to give them free meals, which is great. Good stuff's happening like that. More and more every day.
Like 2 weeks ago when this was going down, I saw a thread on Facebook. Someone said, well, what if this hits and we lose power? And I just wanted to grab him by the throat, but I couldn't touch him, and say, it's not a hurricane. It's not a snowstorm. But that's the only thing they're conditioned to think about, is that, you know, they're stocking up on their toilet paper and their bread and their milk. But that's not going to go away. We just need to play it smart in the immediacy of right now. It's not going to be, like you said, they don't need to panic. They don't need to be stocking up. They don't need to be bombarding the grocery stores.
We are the best informed society that's ever been in the United States,
right?
And we are in many cases the most ignorant at the same time, because facts are not interpreted, and it's just, this to me is pretty straight ahead, straightforward stuff. And you know, it's by the way, your table, I have to tell you, Rob, your desk that you moved in here, we have not dismantled it and put it out on the street yet. We are actually using it as our little staging area out here.
Yeah, it's good.
That's
where we do all our disinfecting.
Yeah,
by the way,
it.
If you get a grocery store delivery, you swab it down, and then wash your hands after you get done swabbing it down. That that's
a sterile
safe
area.
To go. So as far as
save my stepfather, but I'm glad it's working for you.
Have you guys gotten any feeling of people that have been sick, maybe in January, beginning of January? Have you bumped into any of those scenarios where people are saying to themselves, you know, I was knocked for a loop.
Yeah.
I was knocked on my ass.
The
people saying
already.
This might have been around for
this past
much
week,
longer.
Someone said they thought it was a really terrible. No, this is on the phone. They said, you know, and in a weird way, people are thinking about it this way. It could have been a terrible flu, or could have been COVID-19. And if it was a coronavirus, then maybe they've already gone through it. That's how eerie you start thinking about it. You're like, if I had it, and I already went through it, then I already went through it.
I have a friend on Facebook that right now is in the final stages of battling pneumonia. And because she has been suffering since January, she said the doctor never tested them for COVID. But in retrospect, they said it looked like it could have been that. And she's come through it. But it hasn't been easy.
In the D.C. area now, you can go. They have a tent in front of George Washington University. You can go as of, I would say, at least yesterday afternoon and get tested. You get a test back, your results back from 5 to 7 days.
Anybody can get tested?
Anybody can get tested.
Are they giving direction as to who they
to be
recommend
fair,
getting
they recommend if
tested?
If you think you were exposed,
right? Okay.
That's good though.
That's
probability,
progress.
It's a start.
They're and that mayor. You're pretty happy with your mayor in the District of Columbia, right?
And I'm
She's
happy with
Mayor Bowser,
our residents in the entire area, because if we're getting A grades for social distancing, that means we're doing something right.
Mm-hmm. It's a strange time that we live in right now, and of course, I get a little addicted to the TV and watching the news, and I even find myself now, as this goes on and on, getting a little concerned with running out of product to watch on the Magic Box. And Oh, I'm going through the New York Times bestseller list, and which, by the way, maybe it's just me, but come on. Give me something I'm interested in. Okay.
What are the heavy hitters?
I don't remember because I looked at him and I just wasn't interested in anything, you know? Mm. I think I kind of have to have something about Hitler in every one of the books I read.
Oh, because you're a World War II buff.
No, I don't know.
Yes, it's just, let's say that.
I'm taking recommendations, a World War II buff. Yeah.
He's a history enthusiast.
He's like, you know what? Let's talk about alternative history. Let's talk about that.
Right. You don't know. You weren't there.
Little Michael, you know, Hitler didn't have to lose.
You know, little Michael, the reason that the Hindenburg blew up is America was stockpiling helium. It's the truth.
All right.
Those people didn't have to die.
They were hoarding.
New York Times bestseller. Why does it say April 11th, 2020? Why does it say that? New York Times bestsellers, April 11th. What's that? What's that? Okay.
Maybe it's one of those industry deals where they're like, they come out a little earlier than they should. You know what I mean?
Drops ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like little fires everywhere. Number one. Mm. Little fires everywhere.
Sounds like an arson murder mystery.
By Celeste Ng. And an artist upends a quiet town outside Cleveland. That's the number one item on the bestseller
list. I'm
going
to give it a big buzzer.
Mm. No, I love that. I love Cleveland fiction.
No.
It's a great genre.
Well, okay, Shecky, what do you think? I mean, would you read that book?
No, I would not read that book.
All right. Next one, number two. I've read it. Where the Crawdads Sing. Recommend it.
You've been talking about that for a while, actually.
In a quiet town on the North Carolina coast in 1969, a young woman who survived alone in the marsh becomes a murder suspect. Mm. It is a go-to. It's the best book I've read in the last year. I recommend it. It's called Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens.
Crawdaddies don't sing or make noise, do they?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know what it has to do with that.
You have to teach them to sing.
Yeah, okay. I think the crawdads. Crawdads are like, I don't know. Anyway, don't ask me just difficult questions. So The Boy from the Woods. Mm. When a girl goes missing, a private investigator's feral childhood becomes an asset in the search. See, that to me is kind of like the same thing where the girl lives in the marsh, kind of in a feral
way. It sounds
way
formulaic
out there.
To me, actually. More, yeah.
I picture the suspect looking like Pony Boy.
But you know what? I might give that one a shot. I might.
Mike, it's
by the way, would you like
boy.
To know where the Crawdads Sing? We'd like to know how long that's been on the bestseller list.
Yes.
How long?
81 weeks.
Man.
Wow.
81 weeks.
Damn.
Pretty good. The Sinner. I'm just giving you the top five here.
Please.
Sinner.
Yes.
The 18th book in the Black Dagger Brotherhood series. Sorry, I don't like series. I like a
standalone
show,
The Sinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that with Jessica Biel?
Pretty good.
And then number five, new this week, James Rollins. He's a big author, right? Mm-hmm. The Last Odyssey, the 15th book in the Sigma Force series.
Yeah.
The 15th book in the Rigid Sigmoidoscopy series. So,
you know, I like sci-fi. Sounds too sci-fi for me.
Catastrophic dangers might be set in motion when a medieval ship is discovered in Greenland.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, those Greenland books.
Polar ice caps are melting.
Yeah, so anyway, that's it. Do you see why I'm having a little trouble
with that?
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Well, Mike, as always, I recommend a great book called The Holy Bible.
I've got one. Open Mic from corporate radio
also
to
great.
New
yes.
media, the story of the Mike O'Mara Show, available on Amazon. Yeah. Pick it up today. Why is your camera blurry again?
Yeah, why is your camera blurry
What is wrong with your camera? You can't figure it out. What's going on
with
you?
Are you hardwired down there or are you on Wi-Fi?
I am hardwired all the way around. Yes.
Is it blurry or is it me?
It is blurry.
If I move further back, does it
in
help?
And out. He moves like my son. I'm trying to figure out what's
is there,
going on.
Actually,
really blurry.
I've been very still because I moved my mic way back
do
to
you
remind
mind,
me. I'm going to try this.
Yeah, do that, and then now pull it away from you.
Is that sharper?
A little better. You think you might need a little more light to put you in focus. Maybe.
All right. I've got one additional light.
Yeah,
it caused a slight glare.
We're
let's
working
see.
Oh,
you're
better.
You're better. For you
audio listeners, we're
so yeah, I have maybe to move back?
Yeah,
could it be the size of his head?
I think the microphone and your head
you'd love
are,
that.
Fighting for, are fighting for focus.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, if you put more of your head in there you go. Boom, bam.
Way to the side,
done
maybe?
Deal, done
Does
deal.
That happen?
Done deal.
Now, if I do that, can I move a little closer without it going out of focus?
No, I wouldn't do that, because then...
Well, you
now
see, I
sharp.
Have to reach
now
the button.
Okay, there you go.
We
now
need sounds.
Sounds.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Little baby sounds. Tiny, quiet
it's
baby
It's official.
Sounds.
If you're listening to this segment right now, this is where we're all starting
We're not
to get
derailed,
sick of each
Mike.
Other.
We're squirrely. We're squirrely.
That's all.
We're
just
squirrely.
A little squirrely. Yeah.
That's why Friday can't come soon enough at 4 p.m.
You
tomorrow
drink, just yell
when
at
we start yelling and drinking. And now and he's the blurry again. Starts
now he's blurry again.
You're blurry again.
I didn't touch anything. Fix your I didn't camera. Move anything.
We're going to take a commercial break, and you fix your fat head camera, hey, please. You for the love of God.
If you engage your core, you stay in focus.
I've engaged my core. Yeah, my core said no. I got down on my knee and offered it a ring. It said no.
You could hire a fleet of private investigators. No one would ever find that core.
Yeah, I hired a feral private investigator. He hasn't found my core.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Stacey, can I come over
after? Greetings, pod people and humor enthusiasts. I'm Moira Rose. You know me as Chrissy Snow's street-smart second cousin in that flashback scene from Three's Company. While you enjoy your little interweb entertainment, remember there are rewards at the ready for mere shillings of your savings. A bonus, an advantage, a windfall of frivolity. Subscribe to the bonus show and validate the comedic escapades of these jesters. Visit the MikeOmeraShow.com to investigate and purchase the bonus show. Your passport to the I do not think so, Mr. Rose. Your permit to the posterior.
New talent? What's that?
A new submission. I thought we'd give it a spin, see how it landed.
She's almost there. I don't know if that
we
was
love
air-worthy.
The S-Creek stuff. Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
It was, author?
Her name is Chris Rowett or Christina Rowett.
Could you coach her through this?
No, it was just a submission.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone.
Rob, you got to help these people out.
I love the notion of it, Oscar. I'm sorry. Maybe I am squirrely.
Due to the coronavirus, mortgage interest rates are now coming off their all-time lows. So it's more important than ever to work with someone you can trust. Call my friends at Cornerstone First Financial. In the first quarter of 2020, the amount of mortgages written was through the roof. This caused a shortage in liquidity, so banks are raising their rates to offset the volume in order to slow things down. Luckily, Cornerstone First Financial is in this for the long haul and is on top of all the latest developments within the mortgage arena. Cornerstone is your source for the lowest rates and the best programs. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. These rates will get back to their historic lows, so call now and get on board. When the liquidity opens up, you'll already be in line to be locked in and move on to closing. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Speaking of people that are contributors to the show, did anyone see the clip from the comic book show that featured our own Pauly Christine?
I saw
Did anybody see that?
Of it. I didn't know there was a video. There was a video attached to that?
There was somebody posted a picture of him on some comic book show where he was selling some artwork. And then
he looked happy.
And then within the thread was the clip of the link to the actual show that shows him going in and selling some artwork to these. Was there a I'm not a comic book guy. Are any of us comic book guys? I don't think
not really, but I'm not aware really. That Kevin Smith had a comic book show.
Kevin Smith is featured talking on this little clip that
then
you
it's
see.
Probably his show.
Well, there were these guys at a
so
at
is
a
it
store.
Like a was it like a comic book antiques road show?
No, it's like a
Little bit. That's like the impression I get.
Pawn
Stars.
Comic book show over like Pawn Stars.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, that's a similar notion. So is he got in to get a value on it, I guess.
But once again, it's Pauly, you know, the octopus that is Pauly Christine taking over the world. He's everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Not only is he a death-defying city bus driver, and by the way, Pauly, I wish you nothing but safe travels. I don't think that, you know, the people on the front lines are the grocery store clerks and the bus drivers and the people in our own dear friend Pauly is one of them. I love his food posts and I love his joy of life. And I know that he's got a great energy and attitude that comes through even with his Facebook posts, even when he's wearing a surgical mask. And I wish him nothing but the best. But it's funny. He loves media and he's just this energetic guy that's got all these different outlets. So I watched the clip and he got a pretty good play, did a little haggling with the guys on the comic book show and didn't get it the price he wanted, but he met him halfway and it was fascinating.
The show
may I ask a question?
Comic book men.
Yes.
I've seen it. I've seen plenty of episodes.
Oh, you watched the show?
Yeah, I've seen
You've watched the show.
It's actually a good show. I like it.
All right. Yeah. Is it based out of New York? Is that why you walked in there?
It's out of Secret Stash, which is it's Kevin Smith's comic book store.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Mike, when you watch it, did you get the impression that Paulie was in it for the money or because there's really never been a media outlet that he doesn't love?
I think he liked the media part of it. I think he loves the show. He probably listens to the Kevin Smith podcast, and he's a consumer of that because I think he maybe listens in the bus.
Beat up about it, it's Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. That's the story.
Oh, that's
name.
The full title. Yes. Okay.
Now, why would you get beaten up about that?
Because people that consume that are absolutely crazy. God bless.
Because,
really?
Mike, people
well, in a good
that
way,
are
rabid
comic
fans.
Comic right. book enthusiasts often sweat the details.
Look, everybody's telling you to, if you can, avoid overloading on news.
Yeah. Yes.
It's very hard for me to do. I try to do it every evening once my son goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. I try to move on to something that's diversional. And a couple of nights ago, I've been staying up a lot later than Carla does with the schedule we've been on. I've done that. Carla likes to turn in. She gets her 8-9 hours of sleep, and she's raring to go in the morning. And she likes me to come in there and, you know, share that with her, get to sleep early, get up early. Carla likes to be on a schedule.
Yeah.
Right.
So the other night I'm sitting out there and watching. I don't think I was watching the news. I was watching some kind of movie. She's in the bedroom. She comes out and I'm looking at the screen. I have my deaf man headphones on while I'm watching TV, so I won't bother her with a loud television. She comes in and she has this little pill and she says, take this. And I'm like, what? And I said, don't put something in my mouth. What are you doing? What is that? Just go ahead. And I taste it and it tastes like a little candy. And I know I recognize the flavor. Mm. And as I said, is that what I think it is? She says, yes, that's melatonin. So she puts the little dissolvable melatonin. And she said, you need to get some sleep. And I am not kidding you. I'm sure that there are more severe sleep aids on the market.
Right.
But in about 35, 40 seconds, it was like, pull one out.
Really? Melatonin doesn't work on me.
Because I see melatonin, I always thought was a pill. Those dissolvable things, they get into your system right away. Because I think actually what happens is one of the most porous parts of your body is under your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that dissolvable stuff goes there, it's off to the races. So was it really that effective? And does it have a
taste? It was very effective, and I went in, and it was enhanced a little bit, thanks to...
Oh, by the way, I had a question that's
thanks
been,
to Cabernet Sauvignon. You know.
Mike, actually, it's been burning on my mind since yesterday's show. How is the Malbec?
Great. It was great. I should bring a bottle in.
Thank God.
Tomorrow on the show, I'll probably bring it in here and show it to you. It's good. It's good. It's the greatest day. You know what? This is what I found with wine, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm a kind of a believer that you hear, oh, it's all inflated. Yeah, it probably is inflated, but sometimes when you get a really expensive bottle of wine, it sure tastes good to me.
Yeah.
This was $27, knocked down to $19, knocked down to $17.
And, wow.
And we got it, and it was yummy, and the guy, and they delivered it early, and so...
Has the nose on it.
This sucks. Doesn't this suck? I'm sorry. This is a weird time we're living in right
now.
They
delivered it early.
Yeah. I mean,
they delivered it early.
I mean, that's a big deal now. Mike.
Where am I going?
How many more? I think most of America has never tracked packages more than they have in today's
COVID-19
reality.
Refresh. Yes, absolutely.
It's incredible.
Maybe they didn't scan it until later on. Let me look again. Like, you start bringing scenarios together. Like, what if the barcode's bad? Do they know that to leave it at the front door? Do they know the stoop is actually the address? Like, you start figuring out.
Did I put the wrong 3-digit code in? I know. I think it's 123.
Maybe
is
the
it?
Purchase is going to be canceled. What is happening?
I was feverishly clicking yesterday. I ordered new bulbs for the jukebox on Walmart.com through the site, and it hasn't shipped yet. And I'm like, come on! Come on!
It's scary. It's very, very scary.
I'm looking at a dark jukebox here. Come on!
It's killing you. It's killing you.
And it's killing me. Come on.
You get worried about stuff like
that. You do.
And you don't know what's coming. And by the way, because I'm an idiot, I finally make my Harry's order yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
And I noticed that, this is just a tip. Love the people at Harry's, but if you put that address in, make sure you got it right, because you have to call them to change it. That's it. It's not an online thing. Mm. You know, the little tip to Harry's. You might want to tweak that. You get a lot of business stuff.
So is your old home getting all your Harry's products?
No, Maine is.
Oh no!
But they're sending me another one, and it did. He didn't say anything. I'll let you know. They're sending me another one here.
Who's your buddy up there, Zach? Zach's swimming. He's swimming in body wash right now.
He never smelled better.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Paul can pick it up, maybe.
Sure.
I think Paul's up there. I think they're both up there right now. Yeah. Of course, my sister was going back into the city to take care of a few things.
Oh,
Kathy,
not
be
the
careful.
Time.
Yeah, not the time
just
at all.
Quick sidebar, and we can talk about this offline, Mike. My brother never asked for anything. He said, are you, and I can talk to you again and Rob off there. There's a special type of mask that can be cleaned that you could use for spraying, like if you're doing some spray painting or paint, that they're preparing for 3 weeks down the road to get as many of these masks as possible for the hospital workers, just in case it gets really bad in Boston.
It's scary.
That's how serious it is.
Mm-hmm. It's scary. And
tell Kathy to forget about it.
Yeah, I know. That's her thing. Maybe she's changed her mind, but
I hope so.
She's had a good life. Anyway, I guess we have to take a commercial break right now.
You had a good run, Kathy.
Yeah, it was a good run. Yeah. Nice job, yeah.
You know, you always say how smart Michael is. A little something for his education if you went bye-bye would be. Mucho apreciado.
Just a mention, right?
We'll take a... Yeah. You know. Because, I mean, both your kids are doing real well.
Sure.
You know. They're doing better than your brother's doing. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back. I'm sorry. It's strange times. We'll be right back with more fun on the Michael Mara Show. Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Michael Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. I want to discuss brassieres. I'm talking to you ladies. And some of you guys, I guess. You see, Third Love's bras... Didn't I read that just the way you wrote
Mike,
it there?
Mike, that's why we're great as a unit.
You see, Third Love's bras. I'm going to do that again. That was just
please.
So beautifully written for me.
Thank you.
I want to discuss brassieres. I'm talking to you ladies and some of you guys, I guess. You see, Third Love's bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip, no itch tagless labels, and super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love your Third Love bra, you return it to Third Love. They're going to wash it. They're going to donate it to a woman who needs it. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. That's caring about society. I love that when a company does that. Carla loves hers. You're going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. Oscar, Rob, Minecraft, yes. We have my son in here. I ordered it. I hope this one comes in a little package that I can put in the Xbox One, and then I can just play with the two of us. Ask your son and find out for me.
I will.
Really,
I think
like
there's going
to
be, even if it comes with a disc, there's going to be a download involved because there's forever updates on it. Isn't that right, Oscar?
Yeah. Any disc now these days, Mike, you have to get updated, especially with the latest packages.
Right.
Well, that's fine, but as long as it's a hard disc, I'm very, just the way I like
I'm
to do things with it right now.
Me too.
We're just trying to survive any way we can. Yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, I'm taking a bike ride through the neighborhood, and, you know, little moments that you see from neighbors, person that I don't know that lives here, and I haven't come up with a name for this community, it'll be something about not waving. That's what I think my comedy
rude
name
people,
for this,
Mike. Rude people.
Solitary no, I mean, it's, acres.
It's solitary. It's like unfriendly acres. No, it's just nobody waves here. No, that's the difference
Creek.
Between Ambivalence Creek. We'll figure it out. So as I'm driving along, I see a small table mm-hmm. in the front of someone's yard and a sign on it. And as I get closer to it, I notice it's a large Tupperware container, and inside of it are surgical masks. And oh, the wow. sign says, please
cool.
take a mask. And I thought that was a moment. Yeah. That might be somebody that's in the health field mm-hmm. or somebody that I don't
they're,
know.
Maybe
what
they're signaling
doing.
To people like, hey, you guys aren't getting it. Take this mask. At least when it comes, we all got
yeah.
one.
You got one.
You know, I think that as you'll see in News You May Not Need, that each and every day you've got people doing good things. And do you find that as we make our way through this national crisis
yeah.
that you're getting more and more stories about people doing good and fewer
yes.
stories of the people being a-holes? The initial hoarding yeah. stories really got me down. They really
yep.
That gets me absolutely emotionally
like,
down when I see somebody pulling crap like that.
Does the name Stephon Mulberry actually mean anything to you? He's a
no, it doesn't.
He was an NBA superstar. He's retired now, but he
must have been on ESPN because I don't know the name.
He came out with the Starberries, which were the sneakers that went to Payless, but they were made with as much style and quality as possible to combat what. Nikes were, or at that point, Nikes were costing $180 for a pair
ridiculous.
Of shoes.
So his name
ridiculous.
Was Marberry, but the shoes were called Starberry.
We would call them Starberries, yeah.
Okay,
so,
very cool.
So that his idea, and so he had inroads in China, and he's a superstar in China, and a Chinese company made the shoes, and it comes full circle where 2 days ago he announced that because of his celebrity and his access to China, that he was able to get 10 million masks. And get them earmarked to come and to the state of New York, the great state of New York, and bring them over at a fair price because he had inroads in China to get a fair price for the masks.
Wow.
I was watching Governor Kasich today on the news saying, let the merchant, let the free market people go. Stop the red
yeah.
tape and let
yeah.
them, the people that have
just
these pipelines,
yeah.
Oscar,
yeah.
that manufacture
yeah.
the stuff, let them have at it
yes.
without having to go through the normal stuff.
Yeah.
They're doing it with the FDA. They should do it with
but
everything to get
it.
This stuff there.
For
it's
an
great.
NBA superstar to be able to procure masks at a decent, like, a, because some of these masks were going $7, $8. He was able to get them for like $2.30.
Right, yeah. right, over there. And by the way, I'm hearing that China is helping as far as the supply lines. You
I
know,
hope
they're,
so.
Making all the stuff that's getting over here. And, you know, it's just there. I'm reading a lot more good than bad about what's
yeah.
happening around the country. Rob Spiewak, what was your Hollywood thing that you were going to talk about?
This is a slight distraction, and I think you guys will enjoy this. Oscar, you still love the show Cats, right?
Well, I mean, I was a Broadway guy for 2 days.
You love the Broadway of Cats.
Yeah.
I think you're going to enjoy this. They, you know, the movie, when it came out, the movie of Cats, it was
panned.
Summarily dismissed
yeah.
as a disaster,
panned.
Right?
Yes.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, I never, and see, I'm sorry, and I'm going to piss a lot of people mm-hmm. off here. I didn't like the show either. I went to see it.
Okay.
I saw it, by the way, I saw it a million years ago in Montreal, Canada.
Ooh.
That's where I saw
Canadian
that with,
cats, the worst.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
sneaky.
I saw it with the wife whose name I don't remember anymore.
Man.
Oh, wow.
That's how long ago this was up there. I remember it was cold and everybody was wearing fur coats.
So
and there was no coronavirus.
Everybody looks like a cat here.
That's right. So
God, it sucked. Andrew Lloyd
Webber. This was trending on Twitter and other social media a couple days ago. A producer friend was hired in November. A guy posts this. A producer friend of mine was hired in November to finish up 400 effect shots in the Cats movie. His entire job was to remove the CGI buttholes that had been put on the costumes by CGI in the first place. Now, people are going crazy
hold
about
on.
This.
Hold it. You mean through CGI,
allegedly,
they had put rectums on the cats?
Well, I mean, anytime you've ever seen a cat walk away from you, that's a key part of the cat.
And the dog, like, that's
true.
Got the tail that goes up high.
How
like Frankie
you,
has a high tail. You can see his little
how do you
knob.
Invoice for that? Like, hey, butthole remover?
I'm going to need a W-9.
That's just weird that
so
you
the
would
fact
have
that. They, the way I have to think it probably went down is that they saw the initial cut of the movie and they said, all right, it ain't great. we've put these buttholes in. Maybe if we remove the buttholes, the movie will be better.
But this is the
because Mike, the first time ever was invoiced the phrase James Corden's butthole.
Wow.
So before we discuss, I have to put the button on this.
Yes.
There is now a slight underground movement around Hollywood's Twitterverse to release the butthole cut of Cats to see if it's better, because allegedly it exists.
I'd want to see
because they were put in before they were taken out.
I need to know.
That's my Hollywood news. I would love to see it.
Share it with me. That's fantastic.
Dame Judi Dench, butthole.
That's awesome. I love that. Oh, buttholes on Cats. That's a little gem
right
there.
What a job, right?
Yeah, so if you ever want to get into the dark web, apparently it's out there. Take a peek.
What is that smell? It's James Corden's litter box.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My fellow Americans, we've decided as a way to strengthen America, we are going to keep the Yak Shack open, at least until Easter. What a beautiful vision. Imagine all of the TMOS listeners in their Sunday best, shoulder to shoulder, calling the Yak Shack. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Call us. Tell us who you are, or how you are, or where you are. Get close, but not too close. Cough into your elbow. Shop local. Think global. No kissing. Some handshaking, don't spit much, and don't touch other people's faces. A few deaths will save America. Sad, but the Yak Shack is open. Happy. Let's fight this virus with strength and ignorance. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. With the future of hockey season still in limbo.
No.
The future of the hockey season is not in a limousine. Thank you
very
much.
No, it's not. It's not. No.
Coronavirus update. With the future of hockey season still in limbo, the Washington Capitals have decided to postpone the young fans meet and greet with their new mascot, Alex Kovechkin.
I mean, I hate Rob for making that joke, but it's funny.
Country Music Television, known by many as the CMT, has canceled development of their father-daughter sitcom, Achy Breaky Lungs, starring Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus. They're all his. Just waiting, you know. Here we go. And Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has asked all city residents to wear masks in public. Hollywood responds with enthusiasm. It's a great way to cover plastic surgery scars as they heal. Hashtag Renee Zellweger. Hashtag Mickey Rourke.
Oh, Mickey.
Things are tough. Thank God we still have the Mike O'Mara cocktail party.
Yes!
Tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. Yes, sir. Full episodes plus the TMOS bonus show, and anyone can watch the bonus video live stream. That means you. But after the show, the bonus party goes beyond the paywall, and you don't miss your big chance to get it. By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind, we got tons of stuff. Lots of content.
Oh, God, yes, so much.
500 commercial-free uncensored bonus shows, all if you're a bonus show subscriber. So go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and get it today. It's good stuff, and now would be a great time to subscribe. It's your passport
to the
Asport.
TMOS bonus show. Mayor Eric Garcetti. He's a good boy. But the virus make him so sad. Dear Garcetti. He's a good boy.
Alex Kovechkin.
So sad. Kovechkin. Val Kilmer. No, we're not starting with that one. Sorry.
Sorry.
Editors.
Sorry
management
about that.
Management regrets the error. Sorry about that.
These things happen.
Coming into 2020, there were memes on the internet about how culture was canceling everything. Well, now the coronavirus has actually canceled everything, literally, and we're becoming so desensitized to it that it's easy to forget. How wild is wild.
I want to tell you, this is wild.
Yeah, it's wild, baby.
Here's the latest example. Wimbledon has just been canceled for the first time since World War II in 1945.
Wow.
It's also the first time since the tournament began in 1877 that it won't be played during peacetime. It was supposed to run from June 29th through July 12th. The various pro tennis leagues have announced that they're all canceling everything from now through July 13th. By the way, it sounds like golf's British Open will be canceled too. It was scheduled to start on July 16th. The last time the Open wasn't played was also in 1945 because of World War II. And as a golf fan, can I say, if we are able to get through this and get back to some semblance of outdoor activity by the summer, by midsummer, I sure hope they move that Masters to the fall.
Yes, oh, that'd be neat, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Please, please, please. Yes,
Mike,
Rob.
They asked John McEnroe to comment on the Wimbledon situation.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
I just like bringing that tape out.
That's just him having a tantrum in a tournament.
That's all.
They've canceled. John, they've canceled Wimbledon. I'm sorry.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
He's a hothead.
All right, now here's the Val Kilmer story.
Yay!
I found this interesting because I'm a fan of Val Kilmer. He opens up about his battle with throat cancer in his new memoir, I'm Your Huckleberry. Mm. If you don't know that, you're not a Tombstone fan like we are. I love that movie. That's his classic line in Tombstone. He says his ex-girlfriend, which I did not know, his ex-girlfriend was Cher. Mm. Did you know that his ex-girlfriend was Cher?
Boy, she slept with everybody.
I did not know that.
His ex-girlfriend, Cher, helped him out by letting him stay at her guest house in his dark days.
Mm.
I think Cher's a nice person. I really
I'm
going
to give you a key.
Stay there. Don't come near me. Especially
when you're feeling little Val Kilmer.
So here's this amazing story that he shares that she even made him laugh during a particularly rough moment. He says, quote, one night, I suddenly awoke vomiting blood that covered the bed like a scene out of The Godfather. Mm. I prayed immediately, then called 911, then alerted my hostess. Cher stepped in and stepped up. Cher called her paramedic. This is funny, in quotes, paramedic, who was apparently some kind of drop-dead gorgeous hunk. That's funny that she's got a paramedic. Val says, quote, despite the fact that I was covered in blood, I caught her eye and bounced my brows up and down like Groucho Marx. Hubba hubba.
Yeah.
That had to be. I mean, you can actually put yourself in that situation.
Yeah. Yes.
He's in this horrible health situation, but he still manages to go, hey, mm-hmm. don't I look sexy? Cher was bashful to be busted, but then couldn't help laughing out loud at the audacity. We laughed out loud before they finished with my vitals and shut me up with an oxygen mask. On a more positive note, Val says he's 4 years cancer-free.
That's
which
awesome.
Which is fascinating.
You know, he's made a lot of good movies. No, don't forget he was Jim Morrison in The Doors, too. And I think he was a better Jim Morrison than Jim Morrison was.
If you really want to see the star maker for him, it's Real Genius, which is where he's hysterical.
Oh, God, yeah. And damn. Top Secret, too.
Yeah.
Airplane-style movie. Yeah.
Top
also
Gun.
Great. Yeah.
Top Gun, right?
Yeah, go to.
Did you say Top Secret?
I said The Saint.
Oh, The Saint. Yeah. Okay. Who said Top Secret?
I said Top Secret.
Wait, that's Top a movie. Gun.
Top Secret is a movie that was made by the airplane people. It was like a James Bond parody. He played like an Elvis Presley like secret agent. It's very funny.
I had no idea.
It goes back to the 80s. It's worth streaming.
Dolly Parton announced yesterday she's making a $1 million donation towards the coronavirus research. The money will go to Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. Great school. Mm-hmm. In a statement, she said, my longtime friend, Dr. Naji Abumrad, has been involved in research at Vanderbilt for many years, informed me that they were making some exciting advancement towards research of the coronavirus for a cure. Amen. I am making a donation of $1 million to Vanderbilt towards that research and to encourage others out there who can afford to make donations. You may have also heard about Dolly's plan to do live readings of a children's book from her Imagination Library every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. She'll be doing it for 10 weeks, and the first reading is tonight. Check it out at imaginationlibrary.com. Way to go, Dolly.
Just when you think she can't get any cooler or better, she does something like that.
Very sweet person.
Yep.
Now here's a bunch of different stuff that'll make you feel good. A guy who owns a bunch of restaurants in Indiana did a fundraiser where he cut and dyed his hair and got the Tiger King haircut.
Oh, good.
Hey, Joe Exotic. Good on you, though. He's using the money to pay his staff. Three people in Billings, Montana came up with an open source reusable mask for 3D printers that they're calling the Montana Mask. And it's so good. A company is now mass producing them. Okay, way to go, America.
Yes,
way to go, America. Chipotle will be giving 100,000 free burritos to healthcare workers next week. Way to go. Kudos to them.
Take a lesson, Taco Bell. This is how you use your powers, okay?
Thousands of Airbnb hosts have offered hospital workers free places to stay. Kentucky Fried Chicken is sending 1 million pieces of chicken to locations across the country and encouraging franchise owners to give it away for free. Some guy outside a Walmart in Georgia handed out toilet paper and cash to people while dressed as a Power Ranger. Mm. That's great for the Power Ranger because you wear gloves. You're a Power Ranger.
And also, it sounds like it could have, like, a year ago been a great radio promotion. Toilet paper and cash.
Yeah. My name is the goo guy. I'll be out there by the Walmart with my Power Ranger suit. Join me. Yeah, I'll be out there with the peanut. The peanut and I are going to be standing out there.
That's right, goo guy.
Yeah, goo guy and the peanut. Fantastic.
Toilet paper and cash.
Get it today. A winery in Maryland got creative with their social distancing. They've been using the owner's dog to make curbside wine deliveries.
Dogs.
St. Jude's, who doesn't love those commercials for St. Jude's?
Oh, so good.
They released a free coronavirus coloring book you can print out to help your kids practice good hygiene and to help them process everything that's been happening. I might do that. Kroger grocery store.
I got it for me and Maureen.
Yes, there you go. Back from the VI.
Yes, of course.
Back from the BVI. Kroger grocery stores are giving employees a $2 an hour hero bonus for the hours they work between March 29th and April 18th. It's a lot of money for that Kroger company.
Kroger is a great outfit.
They are also handing out $300 bonuses to full-time workers this Friday and $150 bonuses to part-timers.
Great.
That's what they all
That's what
should
you
be
do.
Doing. Mm-hmm. A family in Canada had to cut their vacation to Mexico short last month and fly home early, and the government is making them all self-quarantine for 14 days. But now, a family they helped a while back is helping them. This family that's quarantining 4 years ago, they sponsored a family of Syrian refugees to help them relocate and open a grocery store in British Columbia. And last week, the refugees left about 10 bags of groceries on their porch, including candy for their kids. I love reading those stories.
That's so great. You know, and karma is a great thing.
Absolutely. And we're going to end with that because I'm not doing anything funny because I love that story so much.
Very sweet. That's funny.
That's really wonderful. And in the O'Meara household, cutthroat trouble is very much alive, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, dear.
And last night, Daddy knocked her off. Yeah, I got a free foot rub.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're going down tonight, Carla.
Solid burn.
She looked at me and said, I'll kill you. No, anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome to the TMOS International Airport. The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The red zone's always been for loading and unloading. There is no stopping in the Y zone.
Don't tell me which zone's for stopping and which zone's for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start your white zone crap again. There's just no stopping in the Y zone.
Why pretend? We both know what you're talking about. You want me to buy you a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
It's really the only sensible thing to do, if it's done properly, therapeutically. There's no danger involved. It really is the best show of the week.
The TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today and stop sucking.
Wonderful! Now that is a win-win. Nice. That's awesome, man.
That's
fantastic.
Steve Kelsey. Thank you, Steve. Love that.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. Not surprising if you have two or three high-interest credit cards in your wallet right now. Tell me about it. So why not pay them off with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream? Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment with a low fixed interest rate, Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates from just 5.95% APR with AutoPay, and there are absolutely no fees. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Check out this actual testimonial. I heard about Lightstream on a podcast and was able to look on the website and get clear information. The application process was quick and easy. Apply today. Would it be okay if we got a testimonial quote from one of our listeners? Because I always read that.
Absolutely.
Like,
I'd love
a podcast. Yeah. It's very generic. Yeah. We've got people that have used it. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. And now I will attempt the disclaimer again.
I love this.
Rapid fire. You got to see it. Hold on. Here we go. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, terms and condition apply, and offers are subject to... God, I always get that, and offers are subject. I'm going to start it again.
Okay.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, terms and condition apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Done and done.
Open up that audio vault. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
I feel I should mention this because I'm a fan of this guy's music. Adam Schlesinger, who was in the band Fountains of Wayne. I played their song earlier, Stacy's Mom. Mm-hmm. That whole album is great. The vinyl is great. Also, he was the guy responsible for doing the music for the movie That Thing You Do. You know, about the Wonders.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, that's great. That's a great soundtrack.
What is so important about this guy is if that song, That Thing You Do, hadn't been instantly catchy and recognizable, the movie didn't work. That whole movie was... just precipitated on that record working. He did such a fine job. And the coronavirus killed him at age 52.
Oh,
and I think
God.
It's a tremendous loss to the musical community. If you get a chance, download the album Fountains of Wayne, named after the fact that there was a store in Wayne, New Jersey that sold fountains.
Wow.
Literally, that's how they got the name of the band.
Rest in peace, Adam Schlesinger.
What a talented fellow. Now,
thanks, Rob.
I am wondering if this quarantine will please you or displease you. I liked this one. It's a fat guy sitting at a piano playing an original lyrical composition to a melody we know. Today's quarantine salutes Mary Poppins.
There is a super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. And if we don't act quick in social distance, it will mire us in a stretch of quarantine that lasts until July. A super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. And if you got a better cough in your arm,
it's pretty good.
If you got a better cough in your arm. Now, back in 1918, influenza had its run, but half their docs were busy overseas with World War I. Today, we have mass media and scientists to say, if you don't want this virus, well, then stay 6 feet away. Super damn important that we practice isolation, because we're asymptomatic while it's in incubation. We'll overwhelm our hospitals if there's not mitigation. It's super damn important that we practice isolation.
There you go.
I love
His name is Daniel Matarazzo. He's got a YouTube channel. And when
Big
I see
difference.
Something like that, it makes me want to know how to play piano. It's just fun to do that. So,
well, it's also
job.
A big difference between the DJs that, you know, go, hey.
It's not hack.
You know, you're taking it. That's good. I thought that was really well done. Very nice.
Have you ever heard of a representative in the House from Texas? His name is Dennis Bonin.
Never had the pleasure.
He issued a statement yesterday that I think you will appreciate, because there are still people in Texas that are planning to have their spring break by going to Mexico. Mm. He sends this message.
Quit being an ass. That's my message. Candidly. Get over yourselves. Whether you think this is an issue or not, it is. Whether you think it could affect you or not, it does. The reality of it is, if I'm a college kid who's going to spring break in Mexico, you're affecting a lot of people. Grow up.
Don't be an ass.
So true.
So that's true.
Look, it is the thing we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
we
right.
have generations of it. From my age group all the way through, postponing pleasure.
Yes.
Americans don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
We don't know how to do it. We want a dessert first. Stay the F at home. It's that simple.
Mike, you can't have your pudding if you don't
unless
eat your meat.
Unless you eat your meat.
Exactly.
By the way,
saying it for 40 years.
By the way, Alexa played that for... I better be careful. Alexa played that for Michael the other night when he wasn't eating his meat. And
seriously?
He started giggling. I was like, he ate his meat.
All right.
That's it.
I play this with some misgivings. I don't like to play stuff that O.J. Simpson posts on Twitter. I don't like to, because I don't feel that we should promote him, because he's a He's not one of my favorite people. However, when Julia runs to me with something that's registering with the young people of today, I think I got to go with it. Apparently, the Juice watched Tiger King, and he had to offer this about it. This is O.J. Simpson taking time out of his busy schedule. Remember, last week, his quote was, "If they close down my golf course, I'm going to go crazy." Well, we don't want that to happen. But anyway, this week he's talking about Tiger King.
I've had so many people on my case ask me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people! What's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now.
So he has an opinion on the murder aspect of it. Just a thought.
He's so out of touch.
He's so despicable.
Man. I mean, really. And again, I apologize. One part of me apologizes for playing it. However, I feel we need to call attention to the fact that that exists.
He's
because
the worst.
It troubles me. It does.
I feel like I need a shower now. I feel like I need my second shower cleanser of the day.
I will close with a lovely palate cleanser. Mike, do you believe that Suzanne Summers, the beautiful Suzanne Summers from so many years of great television and the
come
beautiful
knock on our door.
The unattainable blonde in American Graffiti, just the beautiful golden woman, she is about to turn 75. And she has a wish.
I mean, she's been around for a while. The Thigh Master, you know, she was she was definitely getting long in the tooth when she did that. So
she has a wish for her 75th birthday.
I would like to have Playboy. I would like Annie Leibovitz to shoot me nude for Playboy for my 75th birthday.
Now, with that in mind, I want you to know if you get that issue of the magazine, it might not be the paper that's wrinkled. That's your magic audio vault.
That was
have a great Thursday, everybody.
Look at your brother laughing at that joke. See that?
Do you like that, Oscar?
Great. Yeah, like
that's awesome. That's hey, go for it, Suzanne. Why not?
I'd buy that issue.
Yeah. I'd take a gander.
Something that happens when you get older is your perspective on older people changes. Oh, yeah. It's kind of
natural. You hear it? Do you hear that in the background? That's my father starting a GoFundMe.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Hi, HBS. You know, hope you're staying quarantined 6 feet away from it. Your father behaving himself? He's got diabetes.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. 100%.
All right, very good.
Speak to him every night. He's doing okay.
Thank you. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Maddie Masiello at home, Pony Boy Boom at home, and Rob Spiewak at home, Oscar still struggling in the studio every single day with a Kevlar vest on. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. Oh, cocktail party tomorrow, 4 p.m.
4 o'clock Eastern.
888-920-MORE, 888-920-6672. Take your phone.
888 I haven't started drinking yet.
Yeah, sorry. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
Yeah, boy.
If you're waiting for a hug, you might want to pack a lunch.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.